Mesechtes Kitin, Daf Beis, we begin a new Mesechta, a new Parak, and a new Mishnah. And before we begin, let's just point out that two psukim that really define the dinim of Kitin are found in Pashuk Yisaytzei in Sefer Dvarim, in Perachov Dalad, Pasuk Aleph and Beis, as the Pasuk states, Ki yikach yishisha uvala, v'hoyim leisim sochein be'inav, ki matzah ba eres dava, v'chasav la sefer krisis, v'nasim bi'adav, v'shulchum be'isai, and Pasuk Beis continues, v'yatzim be'isai, v'holchav ha'yisalish achar. And in order to understand our Mishnah and our Gemara, let's just point out the following, that the Lord of the Torah states that in order to effectuate your get, that a husband has to write a get for his wife, and he also has to give it to her. However, the husband doesn't have to do this by himself, as there's a pasha of shlichus, and therefore the husband could get a sefer to write the get for him. In addition, the husband could get a shliach, and the shliach could deliver the get to his wife. Also, as we will see, that just like a husband has the right to appoint a shliach to take the get and deliver it to his wife, and that shliach is called the shliach lahilacha, a woman also has the ability to appoint her own shliach, and that shliach could go and be mekabel the get for her, and that shliach would be called the shliach lekabalah. In addition, we will have a machlekes between Ramei and Rabbi Elazar if the din is that edim mesirikati or edim chasimikati are the main edim for a get, the edim that see the deliverance of the get to the wife, or are the main edim the edim that actually see the execution of the get. And as we will see, that is the shita of Ramei. Also, as we will see on that beis on a beis, the pasuk states v'chasav la sefer krisis, and we learn out of the pasuk that it has to be written dafka for this woman, and it has to be written lishma. And therefore, number one, a husband has to appoint the sefer to go and write a get for him. And if he doesn't appoint him as a shliach, then the get would not be a valid get. And in addition, if a husband or a sefer writes a get and they don't write it specifically for that woman, then the din is it would not be a valid get. Also, a husband has to give a get biratzin. However, at least on the raisidika level, a woman can be given a get even if it's bal kocha. And finally, even though the Torah states ki yikach yishisha ubala v'hayim leisim sochein be'inav ki matzaba eres davar, and it seems that the only way that you could give a get is if you actually found out that your wife was mizana. However, as we will see in the last Mishnah, Masechtas Kittin, in 90 blot from now, that there's actually a machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel and Rabbi Akiva as to in what circumstances a husband could give a get to his wife. And we begin the Mishnah, and let's just point out, as we find all over Shas, the Mishnah doesn't begin and tell us that it's the din of a get. It doesn't discuss the psukim of the Torah, and the Mishnah immediately starts off and discusses various dinim about Kittin without giving us an introduction. And the Mefarshim explained that this was the derech of Rebbe, because Rebbe wanted to make sure that everyone understood that this is not the basis for the dinim in the Torah, and there's a Torah Shebiksav that you have to be familiar with prior to learning Mishnayis and prior to learning Gemara. And the Mishnah begins, if a husband creates a shliach lahilacha, and this shliach now brings a get from Medinas Yom to Eretz Yisrael, then the shliach, upon giving the get to the woman, has to state that this get was written in front of me, and it was also executed in front of me. And Rashi says that maybe get Medinas Yom, kol chutzlaritz karli Medinas Yom bar mi bavel, that the entire chutzlaritz is called Medinas Yom aside for bavel, as the Gemara will explain on Daf Vav. And the Mishnah continues, Rav Gamliel states af hamevi min arekem and achaga, that even if someone brings a get from rekem and achaga, and Rashi tells us tagum shel ben kodesh ubein barid mitagminim ben rekem achaga, that in Pashas Lechacha, by the story of Hagar and the Malach, the pasuk states in Perek Tazayin pasuk Yudalid al kain karla be'er be'er lachai roi hine ben kodesh ubein barid, and the tagum unklus on that pasuk states ben rekam ubein chagra, so that is the area of rekem and achaga. And even though these cities were right next to Eretz Yisrael, Rav Gamliel holds that shliach would still have to say b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam. Rav Blezer states afilu mikfal ludum lud, even if a shliach brings a get from kfal ludum to lud, and these cities were twin cities and they were attached to each other, and lud was part of Eretz Yisrael and kfal ludum was part of chutz laretz, and as we will see in the Gemara, that not only were they so close to Eretz Yisrael, but kfal ludum was actually muvla in the tchumim of Eretz Yisrael, because part of Eretz Yisrael went out and jutted out, and kfal ludum was within that jut out of Eretz Yisrael. Even so, the shliach would have to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. And according to Rebbe Elazar, as long as an area is considered Eretz Yisrael, the shliach would have to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. And the Gemara will explain the differences between these shitas. The chamayim and the chum state in its tzarech shiyim b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. There is no requirement for the shliach to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. El hamevi medinas yom v'hamelech, only someone that brings a get from medinas yom to Eretz Yisrael, and also someone that takes a get from Eretz Yisrael and delivers it to Chutz Laretz. And the Gemara will discuss what is the difference between the Tanakam of our Mishnah and the Chachamim. And the Mishnah continues, that this din, that the Shliach has to say, is not only when you take a get and you deliver it from Medinas Yom, Yam to Eretz Yisrael, but even if you're in Medinas Yam and the shliach is delivering it from one country in Chutz La'aretz to another country in Chutz La'aretz, there would be a requirement to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. And Rav Shimon ben Gamliel oimer afil magmunya lagmunya. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel adds on that even if a shliach is delivering a get from one city to another city, and between those cities there was actually two different rulers, and as Rashi says, makbidim zelzeh, and each ruler is makbid that no one from one city should come into the other city. So then there's a din that you also have to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. And the Mishnah now defines the borders of Eretz Yisrael in order to determine when there's a din that the shliach has to say b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechtam. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda explains, Rekem Mizrach, Rekem Kemizrach, that the eastern border of Eretz Yisrael is from the point of Rekem towards its east, and Rekem has a din like Mizrach, meaning Rekem is part of Medinas Yam and is not included in Eretz Yisrael. Me'ashkelon Ladarim, and the border of Eretz Yisrael on the south is from the point of Eshkelon and southward, and Ve'ashkelon Kedarim, and Ashkelon is considered part of Chutz La'aretz, and Me'akel Tzafon, and the northern border of Eretz Yisrael is from Akri towards the north, but Akri Ketzofrin, and Akri is considered like Chutzarts. Ramea says Akri Keretzol Legitin, that Benegated Dinim that are relevant to Gittin and Benegated Din of Befane Nechtam, Befane Nechtam, then Akri has a Din like Eretz Yisrael. And the Mishnah specifically only lists three borders of Eretz Yisrael, as Rashi says, Avamayiv Shal Eretz Yisrael in Sarachvul, for the west of Eretz Yisrael, we don't have to know the border, Sheyama Gadol Gvula, as the Mediterranean Sea is its border, Kedachsiv, as the Pasuk Masay teaches us, Ugvul Yam, Vahilachema Yama Gadol, that the western border of Eretz Yisrael is the Mediterranean Sea. And the Mishnah continues, how may we get by Eretz Yisrael if someone brings a get and is a shliach l'halacha in Eretz Yisrael, in a tzarech shem b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam, the shliach does not have to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. And in the Gemara in Daf Beis Amud Beis, we will see if this refers to one medina in Eretz Yisrael, or if the requirement to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam doesn't even apply from one province to another province in Eretz Yisrael. And the Mishnah ends off, v'miyesh lav iron yiskayim b'chay samav, and since the din is that in Eretz Yisrael, the shliach doesn't have to say b'fanei nechtam. So if the husband comes afterwards and says that I didn't send this get and this get was really a forgery, then in order to validate this get, then you have to confirm the signatures of the witnesses. And Rashi says, either that the Edom would have to testify that these are actually their signatures, or Edom Achirim Yakir Chasimasam, or in the alternative, if you can't find the original Edom, then you could find other Edom that are makir and recognize that these are the signatures of the original Edom, and that would also work and the get would be kosher. And Rashi points out, and if the husband never comes to Bezin and never calls into question this get, then Mistama Kasha, the Mistama, this get will be Kasha. And Rashi tells us two reasons, and this will be based on the machlekes between Rabbi and Rava in the Gemara. And number one, the Bekin Lishma, as we don't have to be Choshish that maybe this get was not written Lishma, as everyone in Eretz Yisrael knew that there's a Chiyuv to write a get Lishma. And number two, Eidim Atzum, Tam L'Kaimai, since it's Eretz Yisrael, and there were many caravans traveling from one side of Eretz Yisrael to the other. Therefore, there were always going to be Edom that were going to be around in order to be Mekayim this get, as the Gemara will state on Daftal and Beis, Batidin and Kavuyin, that since there were Batidin that were always Kavua in Eretz Yisrael, therefore people would travel from one side of Eretz Yisrael to another side of Eretz Yisrael, and it was never too difficult to find people that will be able to confirm that these are the Edom signatures. And we will continue with the Gemara and complete the Daf, and then we'll come back and learn many of the Taisis on this blot. And the Gemara starts, my timer, what is the reason that you need the Shliach to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam? The Gemara will bring two reasons. Rabba Amma, Rabba states, and we continue on that Beis and Beis, l'fish ein b'kin l'shma, since people in Medina Siyam were not b'nei Torah, and therefore they didn't know that you have to write a get l'shem isha, and the Pasuk states, v'chos la sefer krisis, as we stated, lo d'haino l'shma, hilkach oim ha-shliach b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam, therefore the shliach had to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam, u'meilu shalin lai, and then we will ask him, im nechtav l'shma, if it was writ l'shma, v'ruama in, and he will say that I confirm that it was written Lishma. Well, the Kamei Mefarsh and Rashi points out that the Dafkimol Manal, the Gemara will ask, my time letzuchu nami lemeim Lishma. Why weren't the Rabbanim just misakin that the Shliach should just say that I know it was done Lishma? And why did we have to first have the Shliach say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam, and then Bezdin had to ask if it was done Lishma, and he had to answer in the affirmative, I in the Gemara on Dafkimol Manal. And the Gemara continues with the second reason why the Shliach had to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. Rava Amar Rava states, l'fish ein edim b'tzuyin l'kaimai, as Bezdin was concerned that maybe the husband will be ma'ara on the get and will claim that it was a forgery, and at that point when he comes and he actually is ma'ara, there won't be any edim that are around that will be able to be mekayim this get, and therefore Bezdin made a takana that at the point that the shliach gives the get to the wife, he should say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, and this way it would be considered like the get was mekuyim already, and if the husband now is ma'ara, it would not help. And as Rashi says, ein sheyaretz mitzuyas misham lekan, as it wasn't the normal practice for caravans to travel from Medina Siyam to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore shem yavi abal v'ya'ara loyim leikas aftiv shiu edim mitzuyin lahaka chesimus edim, and they potentially wouldn't have anyone to be mekayim the chesimus of the edim v'aminu l'shliach, and therefore the rabbanon gave an amanus to the shliach in order that the shliach says b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam, and then the baal would not be able to be ma'ara. And Rashi points out in Kamon Parach, and the Gemara will ask Beilu Rava Beilu Rabba, both according to Rava and according to Rabba, libayi trei l'chayu, we should need to aid him. And how could it be that the shliach himself could say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam, even though he is only one aid? The Gemara asks, my benau, what is the dafkamina between the way that Rava explained as l'fisha im b'kiyin l'shma and Rabba's reason as l'fisha in eid mitzul l'kaimai? And the Gemara answers three terutzim ikka benau daso b'trei. Number one is dafkamina. If two people brought this get and they were the shluchim, would they have to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam? And Rashi explains that according to Rabba, since they're coming from Medina Siyam and people weren't baki as to the din of Lishma, therefore certainly even though there's two shluchim, they would still have to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. However, l'Rava loy b'ay l'meima, according to Rabba, they do not have to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. Shrei shnayim heim, since they were two edim, v'me'ar ba'al, if at later point the husband will say that this was a forgery, harei mitzul l'kaimai, they will be around in order to be mekayim d'chasima se'edim. And Taisus Adiba Maschel Daso Betrei asked two questions on Rashi. Number one, just because there are two shluchim that brought the get, how do we know that at a later point they will be available in order to confirm these chasimis and these signatures as maybe they will leave? The Otter Bekipa Talu, we lock up these two edim in jail in order to keep them until the point that they have to be Mekayim to get. Of course, that's not the case. Why did the Gemara have to say that Dafkamin is if two people brought the get? The Gemara could have given a very simple nafkamina, and the nafkamina could have been if we know that there are two edim in the city that recognize the signatures of these edim. And because of these questions, therefore Taisus says that the nafkamina is in a case where these two shluchim that came and brought the get to this woman, they actually said that the husband sent us, and since they testified that the husband sent us, therefore at a later point the husband doesn't have an amanus to say that this was a forgery and that these edim were not sent by me. And Taisus just points out that Enochinami, the Edom said that the husband sent them, we should still be chayshish that maybe the husband will come and say that the Edom that signed were a forgery and I actually tricked the Edom and I sent her a bad get. And Taisus says, as the Mestama Kivin the Shalchol get, since we know that these Shluchim are testifying that the husband sent them, and since the husband sent the get, Kedina so, it must be that he wrote the get properly, the Enochosh Lechshila, as it doesn't make sense that he would want to send a bad get to her in order to be Mashallah. As if he didn't want to divorce her, he wouldn't have had to send them at all. And by the fact that he sent them, it must be that he was sending a valid get. And therefore, in this scenario, according to Rava, they would not have to say b'fanei nechtam, it would be b'fanei nechtam. The Gemara continues, Inami, another nafkamina is m'medina l'medina b'Eretz Yisrael. If Reuven sends a get from one province in Eretz Yisrael to another province in Eretz Yisrael, would we have to say b'fanei nechtam? According to Rava, the shliach would not have to say b'fanei nechtam, since in Eretz Yisrael they would be keen l'shma. However, according to Rava, since at this point in the Gemara feels that there weren't even caravans that were shliach in the entire Tzol. Therefore, since Edim are not Mitzuyin L'Kaimai, so if the husband sends a shliach to bring a get to his wife from one province of Eretz Tzol to another province of Eretz Tzol, the shliach would still have to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. And Rashi explains, m'medina l'medina b'Eretz Tzol k'goyin Yehuda and Golol, for example, like the provinces of Yehuda and Golol, the Salka Daita Chashtra, at this point the Gemara thinks, t'lo shchicha she'irasa, that there aren't caravans that travel within Eretz Tzol, and therefore the rabbi l'chayish l'rura, according to Rabba, who's never chayish, that the husband will come and say it's a forgery, the name Mazuyafu, like Baila Mema, so you don't have to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam, hol b'kiyin kol b'nei Eretz Yisrael l'shma, that since everyone in Eretz Yisrael were b'kiyin, they knew that a get had to be written l'shma. However, l'Rava, Baila Mema, da ein she'yaris mitzuyais. And the Gemara continues with the third nafkamina, inami, another nafkamina is ba'isim v'nidim b'medina siyam, the husband sends a shliach to bring his wife a get from one city to another city in Medina Siyam. So according to Rabba, you would still have to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam, as l'maisa in chutzlars, they will not be keen l'shma, and according to Rava, they will not have to say b'fanei nechtam, as even if the husband will come back and he will say that it was a forgery, you will still be able to find edim to be mekayim de chasim se'edim. And the Gemara continues and asks a question on Rabba, and the Gemara on Daf Gimel Manalf will ask the same question on Rava, and the Gemara begins l'Rabba, and according to Rabba, the amal if she ain't b'kin l'shma, that he says that the reason why the shliach has to say b'fanei nechtam is because in chutzlars and b'medina siyam, people will not baki in the din mean that you have to have a get that's written lishma. So the bayi tray, the chayyur, you should have to have two edim to confirm that it was done lishma. Midahava kol edis shabatera, just like we find by all edis in the Torah that you have to have two edim. And as Tesis states, kagoyin edis dina mammonis for dina nefashis, just like we find by regular dina edis of mammon and edis of nefashis. And the Gemara answers ed echad nem b'yisurin, that we have a cloud that one ed is nem by yisurin. And over here, since you're trying to be matter this woman, so therefore it's considered that you're trying to be matter an issa, and you only need one aid, and that's why even one shliach is neman to say that b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam, and I know that it was written lishma. And Rashi explains that how do we know that idachanam b'isurin sharei yamina terer kol echav echam yisrael ala frashes truma v'ala shchita v'al nika agid v'achilev. This is self understood misvara that since the terer believed every single person klal yisrael to say that they were mafresh truma, or that they did proper shchita, or that it was nika agid, or that they removed the chilev from an animal, and therefore misvara we see that there's a concept of the idachanam b'isurin. And Rashi Masechet Chulin Daf Yud states the chol yachav v'yachad haminasa teira v'zivachtem b'bekarchu mitzaincha v'shachlas ben abaka, and we know v'achli kayanim al yaday v'lo yiskikul hamid edim b'davah, and the teira did not require that edim should be there v'lo yitzrichu teira edim el lo edish mamin oy misas bezdin lo arayis that gemina davah davah mamin. And Tesis in the last two lines of Divrei Maskil Edechanam b'isurin points out v'im taima u'minolon de Edechanam b'isurin v'yishleim, and Tesis states the alfinu minida that we actually learned this from the din of nida the nashinim perakamada v'suffer lo la'atzma, as the Torah says that she counts for herself, and we see that a woman is neman to count her shivnakim, and that must be because eidechanam b'isurin. And the Gemara continues and states that this is not a good enough answer, as eimadamrin eidechanam b'isurin. When do we have the klal that eidechad is neman b'isurin? Kagoyin chaticha safik shel chilev safik shel shuman tleischazik yisura. Then when a person has a piece of chilev and he's not sure if this fat is fat that's asa or if this fat is a dava asa, then the din is as long as you have one eid, then you'd be neman to say that it was never asa and it was always muta, as there was never a cheskas issa. Aval hacha this chazak yisur deishesish. But in our case, where there's a chazak on this woman that she's an ishesish, and you want to be matir halashok, then certainly we wouldn't say the klal of eidechanam b'isurin. And therefore, we're back to the original question: dalcher lefi rabba. How does it help that a shliach who's only an eidechad that he says b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam, and now we believe that this get was written lishma? And Rashi is bothered that how could we say that we don't say the klal of eidechanam b'isurin when it's a chazak yisura? If two examples that Rashi brought up before, as to the way that we know that the din of Eidechanam B'Yisurin was from Tevel and Shchita, and over there was the Schazik Yisura. So Rashi brings down from the Gemara Masechtas Yevamos on that Parikhes, the Hasan B'Yadid L'Saklan, the B'negei Tevel and Shchita, since it's in the hands and it's in the power of the person that's taking off the Truma or shechting the animal to be Masakin this animal, Lefikach Neman Lehelein, and therefore even though it's the Schazik Yisura, an Eidechah would be Neman. However, in our case, we're talking about a scenario where this Shliach doesn't have the power to create a get for this woman, as of course the husband is the only one that has that power, and therefore since it's a chazak yisura, so we shouldn't say the klal of eidechanam b'isurin. And let's just wrap up the tesis that we already spoke about, as tesis continues v'im taima im kein afilu chazak yisura, that l'chayr, since I just said that the way that we know eidechanam b'isurin is from the case of anida and from the din of shivu nekiyim, so l'chayr we see from that case that the din of eidechanam b'isurin even applies when it's a chazak yisura, and l'chayr in the case of anida it's not even biyada, because she can't stop the blood flow. And if we see that there's a din of Eidechanam B'Yisurin B'negei Anida, then L'chayr that same din should apply B'negei and Eidecha, that testifying about this woman who was already married and is a Chazak Yisura, and even though it's not B'yodam of the Shliach to actually effectuate this get, the din should still be that there should be Neman just like the Nida. And Taisus of Mechalik, and he says V'yishleima de'ina b'cheska sh'tei roya kol shah, that since it's normal for a woman to sometimes see Dam and sometimes she does not see Dam, therefore there's no Chazaka that she'll continue seeing Dam at every moment, and therefore and we don't consider her that she's a schazak yisura, and it's also biyada to be toivol ayin and taisis. And the Gemara continues with another kasha: some agaris have a davar shebe'erva ve'in davar shebe'erva pachas b'shnayim, and others agaris have a davar shebe'erva ve'in davar shebe'erva pachas b'shnayim, and there's an afkamina as to how you learn this question, and we will just learn simply that the Gemara is asking a second question, that the Gemara is asking that over here we don't even have the klal of eidechanam b'isurin, since in this case we're talking about an ishzish and it's not davar shebe'erva, and therefore no matter what, even if it would not be a schazak yisura, there's a din that in davar shebe'erva pachas mishtayim. And as Rashi explains that the way we know that in davar shebe'erva pachas mishtayim is because we have a gzir shava of davar davar mamon, as in the pasha of gittin in pashki seitzei the pasuk says ki matzo bar eves davar v'ksiv hasam al pishtayim edim yakum davar, and therefore we learn out that just like b'negeya edus of mamon you need two edim, therefore b'negeya the edus of erva we also need two edim. And once again it's interesting that there's a connection between between the last Masechta, Masechta Saita, and our Masechta, as this limud brought at the beginning of Masechta Saita on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. And the Gemara continues and answers that Lefi Rava, even though he said that we have to be Choshish, the Lefi She'im Bekin Lishma, and therefore we require the Shliach to state Befanin Nechtam, Befanin Nechtam. However, Rei Bekin, and that really, even Chutzlarts, or most people were Baki, that there's a requirement to have a get that's written Lishma, and therefore there's no major Chash over here that this get was not written Lishma. And the Gemara continues, Vafil Rameya, the Chayish Limuta, and even according to the Shita Rameya that we have all over Shas, that hold that we have to be Chayish even for Miyat. However, in this case, it's not even a regular Miyat, as Stam Sifri Dainay Migmagmiri, that certainly most of the scribes that sat in Bezin and were writing the Gittin definitely knew this halacha that a get has to be written Lishma. And as Taisa says at the bottom of Amid, Vahavik Kimoy, the Muta, the Muta, the Leichashin, Vafil Rameya, and even Rameya agrees that in this case we would not be Chayish. And it's almost like there's a Svek Sveka over here, as number one, most people are Bekin Lishma, and number two, most Gittin were written by Sefer Dedainei, and most of them were Bekin Lishma. And the Gemara therefore explains that really we shouldn't have any Cheshash, and this get should be a valid get, even if you didn't say Befanei Nechtam, Befanei Nechtam, as we shouldn't be Cheshish that it wasn't written Lishma. However, Rabbanu Hu Da'atzach, the Rabbanu required that you have to say Befanei Nechtam, Befanei Nechtam, as Rashi says, L'meichesh L'milchsa, Mishum De'ichad Esher Kasav Ha'imid, as they were concerned that maybe the husband found a get and was written for someone in the city, Sheshmoy Kishmoy, Vishma Kishma, and all the details of the get were exactly the same as his and his wife's name, Vinimlach Milgarish, and he decided to divorce his wife, and therefore required the Shliach to say, the Befanei Nechtam, that I actually saw that this get was written in front of me, and it was signed in front of me. And in this scenario, we believe the Shliach, even though he's in Eid Echad, and as the Gemara continues, V'hachem Shemaguna, Hekilu Barabanan, and since the entire Chshash is a very small Chshash, and they were concerned that they required two Eidim to come and be Mekayim de Chesima Se'edim, that she won't be able to find two Eidim that are able to be Mekayim the signatures of the Eidim, and because Rabbanon were concerned about having a goodness, therefore they were Mekel, and they said even the Shliach, who's only an Echad, would say, Befanei Nechtam, that he has an Amonis, and we consider this get a valid get, and this woman can go get married, even if she's not Mekayim the signatures of the Eidim, using two Eidim. And the Gemara continues, Haikulu, how do you say that this is considered a Kula? Chumru L'chayra, it comes out of Chumra as well. The Matzuch Le'trei, Le'osu Baal Ma'aro Pasle, as if Bezim would require that the husband always has to send two shluchim, and they would be able to be the ones that say Befanei Nechtam, Befanei Nechtam. So then, at a later point, if the husband comes and claims that it was a forgery, the husband would not have an amanus to make this claim against the two edim that said Befanei Nechtam, Befanei Nechtam. However, Chad Asi Balam Aru Pasle, at this point, that Bezim said that we even trust one shliach, and even though he's one aid, he could say Befanei Nechtam, Befanei Nechtam. But Lemaisa, if the husband will come at some later point and say that this is a forgery, so then it'll be the husband's word against the shliach's word. And as Rashi states, and the get would not be kosher. And the Gemara answers, since we will learn later on Daf Hei and Beis, that there's a machlokes as to how many people have to be there when the shliach gives the get to this woman. And Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Chanina, there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Chanina. Chanam and Fnei Beis, one says he has to give it in front of two people, the Chanam and Fnei Gimel, and one says that the shliach has to give it in front of three edim. That since the shliach would be embarrassed if someone comes at a later point and claims that it's a forgery and he delivered a forged document to this woman, and therefore it's clear to us that the shliach that's mekabel from the husband will be yedeya by shebratzen megasha. He would make sure that he was only giving this to him and he was doing so bratzen v'leyavi v'yara oid, and he'll make sure that the husband will never come and be ma'ara on it and won't claim that it's a forgery v'inami oira ein neman. And therefore Rashi says if the husband actually would come and claim that it's a forgery, the husband would not be neman devadei dok milse shaper, as certainly the shliach was medayik and made sure that he knew what was going on before delivering this get, and therefore we wouldn't believe the husband at all, and it wouldn't be considered chadl b'hadichad. And that is why Lefi Rava, even if one shliach comes to Bezin and says Befanei Nechtam, Befanei Nechtam, he is believed. And let us go back to discuss a few points on that Beis and Manalev. Rashi, in the first Rashi in the Masechta states, Hamevi get Medinas Yom, Kol Chutzlarts Kol Medinas Yom, Bar Mibavel, that the entire Chutzlarts was called Medinas Yom, aside for Bavel, as the Gemara will explain on Daf Vav and Aleph, and Taisit and Dima Maskel and Medinas Yom points out, Hagloy Nokot, how maybe get Mechutzlarz, that the reason why the Tanakhama did not state that he brought a get from Chutzlarz, could they tell him the Gemara, and as we will see in the Gemara, that the Gemara does use this Lashon, and the Gemara Daf Zayin on Beis states, how maybe get Besvinu, can maybe be Chutzlarz, and Taisit explained, Meshum to Chutzlarz, how a Mashmer call Chutzlarz, a Filu Rekha Mechaga, because if we would say Chutzlarz, it would be Mashmer that this applies to the entire Chutzlarz, and even Rekha Mechaga, Lahachi Nokot, Medinas Yom, therefore we said that we're talking about specifically Medinas Yom, the Mashmar Rachay, that's Mashmar, that's further away from Eretz Yisrael, Kamoya Yisrael, Bailu Medinas Yom. And of course, as we will see, Rabbi Gamliel Eliel will be chilek on the Tanakama, and he will hold af hamivim min arekam min achega, have to say before nechtam. However, the Tanakama does not hold like that, and that's why he says that he was bringing the get mimidis yom, including most of the places in Chutzlaretz, but it does not include rekam min achega. And as Rashi says, it doesn't include Babel either. And I didn't taste the maschel mikvah ludum lud oimri shehiskel lud, that the reason why the Tan of the Mishnah mentioned lud lashmin af pishayz din kuras kvah ludum, that even though it had a sister city that was right next to it and attached to it, that was called Kfar Ludim. And the reason why it was called Kfar Lud is because the people of Lud, were Mitzuyim Batabin, were always traveling between Lud and Kfar Lud. And even so, Rebbe Elazar holds, they have to say before Nechtam and before Nechtam, and it's not considered like Lud itself, as it's not part of Eretz Yisrael. And Tezin Dio Maskel of Eshkelon Kedarim points out that Ashkelon is really from Eretz Yisrael, as the Pasuk teaches us in Yeshua. And Tezin points out that in Chanami, in the time of Yeshua, it was included in the Kibush of Yeshua. However, by the Kibush Sheni, it was not recaptured, and therefore it was not part of Eretz Yisrael at the time of the Mishnah, and it was considered part of Chutz Laretz. Tesis then asked that L'chira in our Mishnah's Mashma, that Rekem and Chagar are not part of Eretz Yisrael and they're part of Chutz Laretz. Once again, Tesis brings a pasuk in Yeshua that says, Ve'ikachuas Kodesh Bahar Naphtali, Belek Lemein B'Lek of Shua Eilu Bavel, and you can't tell me in this case, once again, that the Eilu Bavel did not recapture it, the B'Sifri, Pashav Ba'yekav, Chashav Rekem and Chagar, Bahar Dekrochim Shekashu Eilu Bavel, and therefore Tesis says that there actually were two cities called Rekem and Chagar. The cities of Rekem and Chagar that speaks about in Pashas Lech Lecha, where the pasuk says V'yosha ben Kodesh ben Shura, and Targum explains ben Rekem and Chagar, those cities were in the land of Avimelech, Melech Plishtim, and those were part of Eretz Yisrael, as Tesis says the Mistama of Rami Yitzchak Hayudarim Eretz Yisrael, and these are the cities that it mentions in Sefer Yeshua. And these cities were actually in the west of Eretz Yisrael because that was where the Plishtim was settled. The Rekem and Chagar that it speaks about in our Mishnah, which were part of Chutz Laretz, they were on the east side of Eretz Yisrael. Kedamina Rekem Kemizoch, that we said that Rekem is the eastern border on the eastern side of Eretz Yisrael. Then Tesis points out that even though our Mishnah says that Akai was on the north side of Eretz Yisrael and it was the northern border, and Akai Kitzafin and Akai was considered Chutz Laretz, however Tesis brings Raya's that Akai was actually part of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore Amar Rabbi Yantam like Kasher Midu the Akai Hisa Chetzu Be'Eretz VeChetzu BeChutz Laretz, that half of Akai was part of Eretz Yisrael and half of it was part of Chutz Laretz Ayin Sham. And the first Tesis of the Masechta, Tesis points out that even though the word get doesn't only refer to a Sefer Krisis and to the document that effectuates Gittin for a woman, and as Tesis brings Raya's that L'shash Doris Pa'amim Nami Kari Get, that there are many different documents that the Gemara refers to as the word get, Mikom Makom Lehutzuk Lefarish Kan Get Isha, however our Mishnah did not have to say we're specifically talking about a Get Isha, Mishum Deburay Mekarmes Hechad Tani Get Stam, because in most places where we say the word Get Stam, I would be Get Isha, it's talking about a Get Isha and not about other documents. And Tesis then continues and says that the reason why we have a minig to write Gittin in 12 lines, Zokt Rabbi Natam, Mishum to get Gematria Yud Beis, because the word get is the Gematria of Yud Beis and the Gematria of 12. The Re Shom of B'Shem of Haigain, and then Tesis brings another reason from the Re in the name of Haigain, or B'Shem Rabbi Nasadio, Mishum Nechsiv, as the Pasuk states, Sefer Krisis, that the get acts as a Sefer Krisis, and therefore, Kashir Yud Beis Shitin, Hamafsik bin Abachum Shi Sefer Torah, and by the Torah calling a get a Sefer Krisis, it's being Ramas to us that it should have the same amount of lines that we find when we have blank lines between Bereshis and Shemais, Shemais and Vayikra, and Vayikra and Bamidbar, and since there are four lines between each, 4 times 3 equals 12, and we don't count the lines between Bamidbar and Devarim, because Devarim is really a repeat of the rest of the Torah, and it's called Mishnah Torah. And there's a famous word from the Gra, that the Gra says that the reason why a Shtar Krisis is called a Get is because the letters of Gimel and Tes are never found together in the Torah, and therefore it's a simon of that Chokah that is being caused based on this document. And Reb Chaim Kanevsky points out in Taimi Dekra that there are also 4 other letter combinations that we don't find in the Torah, Gimel Kuf, Zayin Tes, Zayin and the Tzadik, and Tzadik and the Tzadik, and he says that the reason why it's called a get is because those are the first two that we don't find together, or he explains that based on Tesis Gematria, that the reason why we have 12 lines is based on the word get, that's why we call the get a get, in order to symbolize that we have to have 12 lines in a get. And L'chir, the second Teretz of Reb Chaim is a bit Tzarech Bia, as L'chir, it's based on circular reasoning, and Tesis on that Bezo and Bez in Tidu Maskel, if Yishe Embeki Lishma points out, why is it that they weren't baki in this din of Lishma while they were baki in the other halachas of Gittin? And Ayin Shom, that Tesis proves that the Gemara does not mean that they weren't baki in Lishma as well as other dinim of Gittin. And Tesis therefore says, when Farash Rabbeinu Tan, the Bechol Hachas Gittin Mekin, that really they were baki in all halachas of Gittin, al dach drasha, the Bechos of Lishma, in Nir Slamika. However, this drasha that it states Bechos of Law, and we learn that there has to be Pirik Lishma, they didn't think that it was an Ikka Drasha, that in Bekian, when it says that it were not Baki, Pirish, a Cheshel and Drasha, the Lishma, that it were not Cheshish for this Drasha of Lishma, and they were not Makabal, this Din of Lishma, as a binding Kalacha. And Taisus continues and argues in Rashi, as Rashi says that the Shliach would say, Befonei Nechtam, and then Bezdin would have to ask him, did you actually see that it was done Lishma? And the Shliach would respond to Bezdin and say, that I saw it was Lishma. And Taisus points out that that can't be Pshat, and therefore Taisus actually learns that the Shliach would actually say, Befonei Nechtam, and it was done Lishma. And Ayin Taisus did a Masal Lefisha in Bekin Lishma, where Taisus asked that Lechira, the Gemara and Daf Hayim and Aleph teaches us in a Braisa that a husband that brings his Get Medina Siyam, he does not have to say Befonei Nechtam, and Lechira, according to Rabbah, he should have to say Befonei Nechtam, and it was done Lishma, as in Bubble, they weren't Bekin in Lishma. And Taisus brings from the read, Maskin and Besamach, that Lefida Maskonas HaGemara, the Gemara will come out, that Roy Bekin him, Mistam Sifri Gemiri, Veleka Ela Azba Amo, and Lemaisa, the only reason why we were Choshe for this is only based on Ela Azba Amo, the Mistamish Loikadinya Ara, Vahachashim Mavia, Baba Asmai, Lek Lemechash Afilu Laz, that since the husband brought it by himself, therefore we're not going to be Choshe even for Laz, the Suleim Ara, because the husband will not come and make any claims about the validity of this get, Ayin Shum, and we will stop over here.